didn't break the rules of counterpoint, but he certainly broke the rules of harmony.
Music from over 300 years ago had a profound effect on the songwriter and lead guitarist of The Who.
That technique, that bravery, that courage seemed to me to have a very, very easy way of kind of interpolating that into my rock and roll method.
Baroque and Roll, Townsend on Purcell, is on BBC Radio 4 next Tuesday at 1:30.
Now our book at bedtime continues as we embark on some more intergalactic hitchhiking in Owen Colfer's And Another Thing.
The town of Kong.
Hillman Hunter looked around the square, where the troop of eight was lined up ready for inspection.
How do we know the toy romancers will mount an offensive today?
Buff Orpington, second in command, addressed that one.
That's the only day they can come. Monday through Wednesday is cheese making. Friday is the actual reading of the cheese. Saturday and Sunday are for contemplation of the message in the cheese. Thursday's the only day when secular activities are permitted.
And how are we for weapons?
Not too bad, said Buff. It's mostly gardening stuff. Rakes for poking and tripping, that kind of thing. I myself provided this 9-iron. It's got a good swing.
Even though he had signed the agreement forbidding the transport of actual mechanical weapons from Earth, Hillman Hunter had hoped for a slightly more robust arsenal. They strolled in a loose group through the main gate and stood at the checkpoint, gazing across the purple grass to the tropical forest that divided their two compounds. Through the forest, a half-elliptic, cylinder-shaped tunnel had been laser-bored to the other side. Hillman took out his phone and zoomed in on the tunnel mouth.
I see the misguided feckers, he snorted. Coming over in golf carts. I count 10,
said Buckeye, a Texan oilman who had the most expensive phone with the best lens. The nanites were not the only ones watching the highway. A small group of lithe, hungry carnivores squatted in the dense vegetation at the tunnel mouth, tendons tight in anticipation of the attack. One, a hulking creature, raised a crust of bread to his mouth, tearing it with strong teeth, only to have it grabbed from his hand by the pack's leader, whose name was Lewis Tidfill.
What do you think you are doing? Carbohydrates after 3 p.m.? Are you insane?
Tidfill held up the bread for all the personal trainers and beauticians to see.
Do you know how many spoons of sugar there are in this one crust? Do any of you know?
Two, ventured the offending subordinate, whose name was Pex.
7, shrieked Tidfill. 50 push-ups, on your knuckles, go. The rest of you, stay hydrated. They will be here soon.
A power walker emerged from the trees. They're coming down the highway. Jean-Claude is in the last cart.
OK, everyone, said Tidfill. This is it. All we need to do is snatch the chef and its whole wheat crepes for everyone. Let's warm up with a slow jog and then charge. Now lift those knees, push it out.
The personal trainers seemed to come out of nowhere, ripping into the last golf cart as soon as it cleared the forest's fringe.
What the? Yelped Buckeye. Did everyone see what happened?
No one replied. Too focused on the group of tanned and toned athletes who were swarming all over the cart that held Jean-Claude. Then, in a flurry of biceps and a flash of leotard, they were gone.
Jesus,
whispered Hillman, meaning it for once.
I didn't know humans could move that fast.
Buff nodded sagely.
Yep, that's trainers for you. Extremely well moisturized.
The Tyromancers, however, had not turned back. If anything, they had increased their speed towards the nanites' compound. In all probability, they were fleeing the scene of the ambush, in case the trainers decided to strike again.
Nice entrance, sneered Buff, as the golf carts putted to a halt.
The cheese told me you would say that about our entrance,
said Acid Preflux, their leader.
A pity the cheese didn't mention anything about that ambush down the road, isn't it, Bio?
Said Hillman quickly.
Do not mock the cheese, said Acid. You will bring damnation down on us all. A bees. The cheese,
intoned his followers.
I suppose we have to fight then,
sighed Hillman.
It is the only way, but no hitting in the face. Hillman closed his eyes and listened for the voice of his Nano.
What should I do, Nano?
The answer was immediate.
Batter this crowd of steamers, Hillers. Give them a beating they won't forget.
Righto, Nana, righto.
Death to the Tyromancers,
he roared. Even as Hillman was roaring, an enormous cheese wheel appeared in the sky, revolving over the combatants' heads, emitting an ominous hum.
E damnation,
howled Acid Preflux.
You have brought it upon us, Hillman Hunter.
Acid and his band of Tyromancers, triangling with their fingers furiously, turned on their heels and ran. The cheese decided that it had had enough of being a cheese, and so, for a change, became a rolling eye, which was one of its favourites. Hillman sighed massively, and his entire body relaxed, as though his bones had jellified.
Of course I should have known.
The enormous eye rolled madly, then turned into a glowing white spaceship. A spaceship so cool that it made other cool spaceships, such as the Sirius All-Space Offworlder, look about as cool as a cluster of pimples on the nose of a 40-year-old man who was riding a bicycle with stabilizers. A section of the fuselage fizzled, then disappeared, revealing a tall, helmeted figure whose aura seemed to contain a choir of angels singing Thor in divine harmony.
Alleluia,
whispered Hillman.
Meanwhile, on another part of Nano,
another spaceship, the Tangrisnir, was backing into Nano's atmosphere towards the larger of the two settlements. The passengers inside its amorphous hull were still reeling with conflicting emotions that swelled their brains to bursting. This was partly the fault of the space itself, as the sleeve of dark matter is largely an emotional construct and can serve as an accelerant for feelings that may otherwise have taken years to develop. Trillian Astra.
Could I love him? Is it possible that after all this time I can just bump into a man in the middle of a planetary destruction and fall for him? But he's not a man, is he? You don't even know what Wowbagger is.
What a hoot that would be on the wedding night if your brand new husband expected you to lay a few eggs on the carpet for him to fertilise.
Ugh.
No, it's too much. I couldn't. Random Dent.
Put me in a bloody tube, will they? I'll show them. Mr. Immortal thinks he's immortal. Maybe he should browse the sub-ether a little more. Wants to die, does he? Well, what sort of an ingrate would I be if I didn't help him on his way?
Bowric Wowbagger.
Could it be love? Come on, Bow Wow, that's the dark matter talking. Don't lose focus here. You have a real shot at getting yourself killed. Not a big chance, granted. But if that fool, Beeblebrox, comes through, then there is a chance, at least. Are you prepared to risk all that because you've taken a fancy to a mortal?
Yes. If she will have me, I'll risk it all.
If not, back to plan A. Which is, insult everyone on the planet and try to get myself killed.
Arthur Dent.
This is ridiculous. I've spent most of this incredible journey talking to the hardware. I need to move on.
Ford Prefect.
Beer. Beer, wonderful beer. The more you drink, the more you fear.
They gathered on the bridge to watch the descent towards the new blue planet, Trillian wrapping her arms around Wowbagger's bicep.
Fabulous, isn't it?
Random brushed past, accidentally bashing Wowbagger with her elbow.
I would just like to say, Mr. Wowbagger, that I really hope you die today, just like you want.
Oh, my God!
Said the computer excitedly, suddenly sounding like a teenage fangirl.
It's Thor! On the other side of the island! I'm picking up Thor!
Wowbagger's brow tightened.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure, silly!
Set us down, computer.
Where, beside the Thunder God?
Wowbagger turned away from Trillian.
No. Set us down here. I need time to think.
Good, thought Random. I need time for my special delivery to arrive.
The Town of Kong.
Zaphod Beeblebrox,
said Hillman, as though the name itself was a curse, which on several planets it had indeed become.
Zaphod was reclining on a sun lounger in the plaza.
Hey, you keep saying that, Hillman, as though me being here is a bad thing instead of the solution to all your problems. Like, where are the waitresses?
They're all down on the beach colony with the personal trainers. They've taken the chef and they've got all the booze. It's all your bloody fault, Zaphod. Everything was fine until your western township showed up. Tyropolis, can you believe that name?
Hillman glanced across the square to where Buff Orpington was acting like a kid on a sugar drip, running in circles around Thunder God Thor, twirling the golf club.
I could really use a god, though. That is the real Thor, is it?
It really is, said Zaphod. And I am his manager.
So when could he start, then?
Something beeped in Zaphod's pocket, and he patted himself down until he located a tiny computer card that Wowbagger had given him.
Almost immediately, he said, reading the screen. Thor just has one little bit of divine retribution to hand out. You guys might want to watch this.
Tyropolis.
Wowbagger's longship had touched down in a beautiful rolling meadow and instantly assumed the shape and texture of a grassy hillock.
It's really nice here, said Trillian. Peaceful.
At which point an hysterical cow of the Omeglian major herd thundered across the meadow and butted her in the chest, bellowing,
Eat me! Eat me!
Before the Tangri's Nir's passengers could take another step, they were surrounded by a mob of cows.
I'm not usually in favour of devouring sentient beings, said Ford, but these guys are persistent.
Why don't you shoot them all, alien? Said Random. Show my mother what you really like.
Wowbagger felt Trillian squeeze his arm, and his anxiety drained away.
How is that possible? How did she do that?
As previously discussed, the universe has an aversion to tenderness and cannot allow it to exist for long, so this tender moment was torn asunder by the arrival of a golf cart convoy.
Step away from that barbecue!
Acid Preflux ordered shrilly.
We need these cows, for we are tyromancers and we believe in the cheese!
Wowbagger's chin jerked.
Tyromancers? I don't believe it. I haven't seen old Cheesy in forever.
Acid dropped to his knees.
You know the cheese? You are his representative?
Well, I...
Acid persisted.
It's just that from what my insider tells me, Hunter has got himself a real god.
Ah.
And he's on the way over here.
I see. And you'd like me to represent the cheese?
Would you? That would be fab.
Acid made the triangle sign.
What's that?
It's a cheese triangle. A bees. The cheese. It's kind of a slogan I made up.
Wowbagger laughed.
Don't move. I have to get a photo of that for Cheesy. He will be so thrilled.
Acid's triangle wavered.
He can't see us? The cheese is not all around us?
Cheesy? It's all he can do to hook himself up to a dish and send out dairy dreams.
The air crackled suddenly, and Arthur felt the hair standing on his forearms. A small storm cloud churned above the tree line, lightning bolts shooting from its belly. Wowbagger smiled wryly.
Beeblebrox actually got the big guy himself. I don't believe it.
Whoosh!
A massive lightning bolt scorched a huge section of the meadow, leaving only cooked cow carcasses and a massive X in the centre.
Lucky blibbers, muttered a surviving cow.
I guess X marks the spot, said Ford, a hank of charred meat in his hand.
Do you have any sauce? He said to the surviving cow. This is a little dry.
And Another Thing by Owen Colfer was abridged by Penny Lester, read by Stephen Mangan with Peter Serafinowicz. It was produced by Heather Lama. After the news, we've the behind-the-scenes story of one former celebrity's emotional journey onto the hallowed turf of the Strictly Come Dancing dance floor. Yes, that's here on Radio 4.